This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The stage is set for the vice presidential election today. NDA nominee and Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan will face India Bloc's candidate and former Supreme Court Judge B. Sudarshan Reddy in this election. We have a report.
The vice president is elected by an electoral college consisting of members of both houses of parliament. The election of the vice president is held by the system of proportional representation by means of the single transferable vote. The voting in this election is held by a secret ballot. Members of the electoral college can vote according to their choice or wish and are not bound by any party whip. The value of every vote cast in the vice presidential election has the same value. The electorate for the vice presidential election this time is 781 and the majority mark is 391. The voting will begin at 10 a.m. and will continue till 5 p.m. Counting of votes will be held after 6 p.m. onwards. With Anand Kumar, Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The election is necessitated due to the resignation of Jagdeep Dhankar in July this year, citing health reasons. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the candidature of C.P. Radhakrishnan has generated immense enthusiasm across the country. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the people believe that Mr. Radhakrishnan will be an excellent vice president who will enrich the office with his wisdom and insights. Prime Minister Modi will visit Himachal Pradesh and Punjab today to assess the flood situation and review relief and rehabilitation efforts in both states. Prime Minister will reach Dharamshala in Kangra district of the Himachal Pradesh this afternoon. In Dharamshala, Mr. Modi will chair a high-level review meeting with state authorities and interact with local residents affected by the disaster. After Himachal Pradesh, the Prime Minister will conduct an aerial survey of the flood-affected areas of Punjab. Mr. Modi will hold discussions with senior officials and chair a review meeting on the ground situation. The Prime Minister's direct review is aimed at closely monitoring relief and rehabilitation efforts to support the people of the two states during this difficult time. The Prime Minister has strongly condemned the heinous terrorist attack on innocent civilians in Jerusalem. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that India condemns terrorism in all its forms and manifestations and stands firm in its policy of zero tolerance towards terrorism. The Prime Minister extended his heartfelt condolences to the families of the victims and wished a speedy recovery to those injured. The sixth round of Foreign Office consultations between India and New Zealand was held in New Delhi yesterday. During the meeting, the two sides took stock of the full spectrum of bilateral relations covering defence and security, trade and investment, education, agriculture, traditional medicine, climate change, sports, and people-to-people linkages. The Supreme Court has directed the Election Commission to treat the Aadhaar card as a 12th document which can be produced as a proof of identity for the purpose of inclusion in the revised voters list of Bihar. This means that Aadhaar card can be submitted as a standalone document for inclusion in the voters list. However, the court also clarified in its order that Aadhaar is not a proof of citizenship. At least 19 people have been killed and over 340 were injured in Nepal after protests led by Gen Z demonstrators over government's ban on major social media platforms turned violent. The ban, which began on September 4, blocks unregistered platforms like Facebook, Instagram, X and YouTube. The unrest intensified after police opened fire on protesters who stormed the federal parliament in Kathmandu. Demonstrations, led mostly by Gen Z, have now spread across the country. In response, the government has set up an inquiry committee and imposed curfews in several areas to control the situation. In football, India defeated Oman to finish third in the CAFA Nations Cup 2025 at the Hisar Central Stadium in Tajikistan to win the bronze medal. In badminton, two-time Olympic medalist P.V. Sindhu will lead India's charge at the Hong Kong Open 2025 badminton tournament starting today. The 17th Asia Cup cricket will begin today with Afghanistan taking on Hong Kong in the opening match in Abu Dhabi. The Hong Kong Open 2025 badminton tournament will begin today. Two-time Olympic medalist P.V. Sindhu will lead India's charge. And that is the end of this news bulletin.